You may be familiar with our guest Ingrid Michaelson's music, even if the name doesn't ring a bell. That's because her songs have been licensed for TV commercials and for prominent exposure on Grey's Anatomy as well as elsewhere on the small screen. All this has propelled her second independent album, Girls and Boys, into the spotlight. We'll hear her play on stage at World Cafe Live with her band and also get a chance to talk with her. I began by asking this seeming overnight sensation how long she'd been making music.
I've been doing it, for about 4 years now, a little over that, but I was very lax. I would do, one or two shows a month, and I never really toured or anything like that because it just seemed so difficult to wrap your brain around the idea of being an actual working musician. So I figured, well, I'll always keep writing and I'll keep recording and I'll play a couple of shows here and there, and if something happens, it happens, and if it doesn't, I'm still creating something, but something happened.
Something happened. Let's hear it for MySpace. Let's hear it for making your music available to everybody in an easy to get to way. Do you know what happened? Who heard your music on MySpace and how it?
Yeah, a licensing company based in L.A. Somebody who was working for them at the time must have just been going through different profiles on MySpace and came across mine, and she wrote to me and said that she thought my songs had a really great sound and would sound really translate well on TV and film, and if we could work together. And I said yeah, and then a month later I got my first placement on Grey's Anatomy. That was last November.
Just a little placement in these.
Well, I've gotten a few. Was the first one, the first of four,
right? Well, it's so funny. I read an earlier interview with you, and you said, I really want to get on Grey's Anatomy. And this is before you had it.
Yeah.
Dreams coming true, et cetera.
My mother initially told me that my songs should be on that show. You know how moms are. They think that you can conquer the world. And I was like, oh, Mom. But then more and more people would say to me, oh, your songs would be perfect for that show. And so it kind of became this just like obsession. I was like, I'm going to get on that show. And I had no idea how. And I actively like searched and tried to figure out how to get it on. And every search just ended up, nothing. And then they found me. So it was meant to be.
Now, these are all from what's essentially your second album, Girls and Boys.
Yeah.
And okay, compare and contrast. What happened between the two?
The first one I made, it was kind of like baby's first record. I had just started writing. I haven't been writing music for very long, maybe for the duration of my life as a musician. It's only been 4 or 5 years. Those were really the first songs that I ever had written, and they were very kind of heavy ballad, just very typical, and pretty melodies and whatnot. But I feel like I also was very influenced by musical theater because I went to school for that. So I feel like there was a lot of that, and it wasn't really me. It wasn't what I wanted to put out there. It was what I was expected to as a woman. I thought that's the kind of music that I would make. And then I was introduced to Imogene Heap and Death Cab for Cutie and Magnetic Fields and Sufjan Stevens, and I just sort of was like, wow. Wow, I can really say anything. I don't have to be tethered to any notions of what I can or cannot do. And I feel like I've just become very brazen and very brave. And the newer things I'm writing, I continue to push through to that side of things. So that's the main difference, I think, between the two records.
Ingrid Michaelson is our guest, and we're going to go to the stage of World Cafe Live with the song that I've heard you open sets with before it opens the album, and it's just perfect in this position. This is Die Alone.
I woke up this morning, funny taste in my head, spackled some butter over my whole grain bread. Something tastes different, maybe it's my tongue. Something tastes different, suddenly I'm not so young. We'll be right back.
just a stranger, even to myself. Rearranging of the proverbial bookshelf. And don't be a fool, girl. Tell him you love him. And don't be a fool, girl, 'cause you're not above him.
Die Alone from our guest Ingrid Michaelson on stage at World Cafe Live, and that is the song that begins Girls and Boys, which was easy to title, I guess, because their relationships throughout this.
Yeah, I feel like it's actually a direct lyric from one of the songs from the song Breakable, but also I think that sort of is indicative of the way that I write. I like to boil everything down to its just simplest essence and kind of say as much as I can say in the least amount of words. So that's I kind of wanted to just say, yeah, that's what it's about. It's about relationships, and I'm not trying to be fancy here. This is just the way it is. So, but I'm glad you said everybody calls it boys and girls. They put boys before the girls.
Do they? Yep, interesting.
Constantly. So thank you for
girls and boys.
Saying correctly.
You talk about boiling things down, and then you talk about how you worked in theater before, and I'm interested in about how that has influenced, because if you watch you perform, you are not flamboyant in any way. It's not like a theatrical, but it must inform it in some way about how you decided to present yourself.
Yeah, I think that I'm pretty comfortable on stage. I'm actually more comfortable on stage than off most times. And I feel like a lot of that probably has to do with just being involved with theater and improv and things of that nature. I like to be calm. I like to make the audience feel totally at ease and just able to feel like part of what's happening. I love talking to the audience. I love involving the audience. I like having contests and giving away prizes. And it's like it may to some people come across as kitschy, but in my eyes, I want everybody to feel like it's just this awesome experience and it's interactive and they get to share in everything. So that's sort of how I like to run the show.
Who's coming to the shows now? What's it like?
People I don't even know, which is crazy. I was so used to, you know, my mom, my dad, and all of my friends coming. So now it's I mean, in New York, it's crazy. New York and where I'm from.
Did you have any reticence about the licensing at all?
Yeah, you never really know how people are going to react, and I definitely got a little bit of flack. Oh, you sold out, and I'm trying to figure out. I wrote this whole blog on MySpace, like to sell out or not to sell out. You know, that's the question, and I'm trying to figure out whether people think you're selling out because you're attaching yourself to a corporation or something larger, or if. And in my opinion, I feel like this is how most people view it now. People know about you, whereas before you were their little secret. Oh, I discovered Ingrid. Oh, I discovered this person. But now, because you're out here on television, everybody hears you, and now you're not my little prize anymore. And I think people kind of have this anger towards when their independent artist starts to succeed, which is kind of ridiculous. But you know, everyone wants to be the first to find somebody. But the way I figure it, everybody has their own path. Everybody has to make their own decisions, and without these things, without TV and placements, I wouldn't be where I am right now. I wouldn't have, you know, people writing me and telling me that my music is changing their life and that I can't even tell you the countless amount of times that I've gotten emails that The Way I Am is somebody's wedding song. And it's just like, and it sounds cheesy, but to know that I've touched all these people and hopefully it's only going to grow, it's just breathtaking and it's amazing. And I see only good things, you know, from it, so...
Amen to that. And, you know, one of the things we talk about, people hearing these songs in various places, if the emotion wasn't in the songs, I don't think that it would make any difference. And it's in there. And one of the ones that's really in for me is Breakable, which I guess is the title track. Do you remember how this was written?
How I wrote it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There was a little sadness going on in my life. I mean, I've said this before. I don't ever say anything that hasn't been said hundreds of thousands of times before. I just try to kind of put a little twist on it, and I try to like take the filter away and just let it come right out of my brain and make it rhyme here and there. So yeah, I was just going through a hard time, and I kind of wanted to just talk about it. And I like that I can put something out there and people totally get it, and it's totally something that they've gone through. So I thought that's a pretty good song for that purpose.
Well, back to the stage of World Cafe Live with Ingrid Michaelson, and this is Breakable.
Have you ever thought about what protects our hearts? Just the cage of rib bones and other parts. So it's fairly simple to cut right through the mass and to stop the muscle that makes us confess. And we are so
Breakable on stage at World Cafe Live. Ingrid Michaelson is our guest. We're getting a chance to talk about the tunes on Girls and Boys and Beyond, I guess, because this has all happened kind of quickly. Are you keeping writing?
Oh, yes. Magically. Every song I write, I think, is going to be the last song that I've ever written. So I have, on my iTunes, I have recorded about 100 song snippets that I, so every time I think of something, because I'm like, at some point, it's all going to run dry. And then I'll go back to my reserves and I'll, you know, make a Frankenstein song out of 8 different little snippets. I'll sew them together. That's my plan anyway. That's my reserves. But no, I have been. I keep writing. So.
And I understand you have a song that could serve as a holiday song, but it's definitely a winter song, right?
It's more, the idea behind it was I wanted to write a Christmas or a holiday song, and so I had the idea of writing about a snowman that, you know, and then the snowman melts and goes away, and it's kind of a sad love story, and it totally has nothing to do with anything holiday related, and it just became an incredibly depressing song about the end of life and relationships. Yay! But it's very new. This is the first time we're going to be playing it anywhere. So we're a little nervous about that. But it's really pretty and really sad.
Oh, one day.
Thanks, you guys. Thank you.
Men of Snow melting away and on stage, World Cafe Live, Ingrid Michaelson and her band playing live. You know, it's funny. I think I am the only person in America who has actually, I don't watch enough television, I guess. I haven't seen the Old Navy commercial. So do you think it was a good, obviously it's worked out really well, but did you understand why they picked it for this?
No, and when they sent the spot to me, I watched it and I was like, I don't even get it. I don't get how the song, but what I think is that they were looking for a song that would serve as a dialogue, and my song was the dialogue for that commercial, and I think that's why it hit so well, because that was the storyline right there. I had no idea it was going to be as big as it is or was.
Well, imagine the visuals as we go to the stage of World Cafe Live.
If you were falling, then I would catch you. If you need a light, I'd find a match. 'Cause I love the way you say good morning, and you take me the way. If you are chilly, here, take my sweater. If your head is aching, I'll make it better. 'Cause I love the way you call me baby, and you take me the way I am.
The Way I Am, finishing up our set with Ingrid Michaelson today. Another one from Girls and Boys, which remains independent, or how is it distributed now?
Yeah, I have distribution through a label called Original Signal, and so they handle all of that, getting all my CDs in retail stores. And but otherwise, it's independent. I'm not signed.
You thinking about it?
I'm thinking about it. I've always been thinking about it, you know. But these great opportunities keep being handed to me, and I think a lot of it is because I'm independent and people think it's such a great story, and there's such a shift going on in the music world right now, and I think this is sort of like a little guinea pig, you know, and everyone's helping out. So I think at some point, if it ever gets too much or gets too much for me, then I'll look for like a partnership with the label. I never liked the idea of being dragged around and kind of exploited, which I feel like could happen a lot with young artists, new artists. So I just want to get to a point where I have some sort of power and control, and I can work with somebody, not, you know, for somebody.
Sounds good. Thank you so much for being here today.
You're welcome.
Ingrid Michaelson, our guest, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.